it must be Saturday evening, and you must be tuned in to WSCS in 90.9 FM in New London, or listening on your smartphone or tablet at classicalwscs.org. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. The Thrift Shop of the Airwaves. It's truly a musical adventure. I honestly don't know what I'm going to play until I play it. Digging deep into the crates here. I just love that shredding guitar. Well, here at the Thrift Shop, we dust off the old 8-tracks and the vinyl LPs and the cassettes and just sit back and relax and enjoy. Doing radio old school, the way it was meant to be. I think I'll start off today with some 78s. Let's fire up the Victrola.
Loving hearts are all in tune. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world. That's me and the man in the moon. When the little birds are nesting and I listen to them croon, there's two lonesome people in the whole wide world. That's me and the man in the moon. Just before I'm counting sheep, through my window he comes to peep, and with each other we're sympathizing, looking at the happy sweethearts while they sit around and spoon. There's two lonesome people in the whole wide world. That's me and the man in the moon. Thank you.
Start a cutting loose, get honky tonky. It's a good excuse to let your feelings run wild. Shake your feet a plenty, don't be haughty. Work 'em double 20, that means 40. Make a noisy entry, act just like a big child. Got such, well, you know what I want to say. Hot, much, that tempo sure is tight that way. I will bet a dime against a donut. Other dances they may come and go, but when you learn the zonky, you will want it to stay.
Happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do, and you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend. You'll find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? Sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
Julie Kinsler from a 45 that was released back around 1955. That was Flute Indigo. Before that, Mr. Nat King Cole and Pretend from 1953. Prior to that, two songs that were released back in 1929, Clarence Williams and the Jazz Kings with Zonkey, and Al Friedman, Me and the Man in the Moon. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And we're going to zoom all the way up to the 1960s and beyond in just a moment.
Could simply being told that you have a specific mental disorder affect your chances of recovery? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We have done experiments where we show the thing that you think is happening to you can govern deep, evolutionarily old structures in your nervous system.
Reed Montague is the director of the Computational Psychiatry Unit at the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute. To test the power of suggestion, he devised an experiment where smokers were given cigarettes with or without nicotine, the smokers didn't know which, and using brain imaging technologies, he monitored their responses, trying to answer the question,
what has the bigger effect? The nicotine, which is a powerful drug, by the way, or the suggestion that you're getting nicotine? And the answer is, the suggestion completely swamps the drug. You can literally put a suggestion into somebody's head, and it is competing for the control of the same neural circuitry that the nicotine would otherwise affect, and it can beat it.
So what effect does it have on us when we're told we have a mental disease, such as
attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, even autism spectrum disorder, you have bipolar disorder. The message itself carries potency in your nervous system in a way that we haven't taken account of when we think about how to treat, classify, and respond to what we call mental disorders. So expectations about the drugs that you're taking are themselves as potent as the drugs you're taking, or can be. We're entering an era where the classification of mental disorders becomes like giving people drugs to begin with. And they can lean on this in ways that are pathological and sometimes pernicious. We've been insensitive as a culture to how it is that these sorts of labels and categorizations have real neural impact on people's nervous systems and consequent behavior. We've just been insensitive to that.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Exploring science and the sea. Like relatives who linger a little too long after the holidays, some species of whales are taking their time about leaving Arctic waters in the fall. And that could set up some unpleasant competition with other species for the goodies in the fridge. Researchers at the University of Washington have been keeping an ear on whales and other marine mammals in the straits between the Arctic and Northern Pacific Oceans. They've set up a network of underwater microphones that record sounds for months at a time. The researchers retrieve the recordings and listen for the clicks, whistles, and songs of different species. Sound is a good way to monitor migrations because it can travel long distances, and it can be recorded all year long, even when conditions are too brutal to watch these animals. Some whales are known as summer species because they visit the Arctic during the year's warmer months. That includes humpback, fin, and killer whales. Other whales, such as the bowhead, are winter species. They inhabit the Arctic during the cold, dark months of winter. Over the last few decades, though, as the oceans have warmed, parts of the Arctic have remained ice-free for several more weeks or even months. The underwater recordings reveal that the summer species are taking advantage of that time, lingering in the Arctic well into fall. And that could present a problem. When the summer species stick around, they compete with the winter species for food, extra mouths to feed from the Arctic fridge. Celebrating 10 years on the air, that's Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. just to do your thing, the hardest thing to do. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song, make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. So if you cannot take my
But I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a
Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66 with a cover of the Beatles tune Norwegian Wood. Before that, Sandy Nelson with The Day Tripper. And we started that set off with Mama Cass, Make Your Own Kind of Music. Well, we're making our own kind of music here on the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves on WSCS and 90.9 FM in New London. I'll be back right after this.
Jay McShann gave birth to the Kansas City sound, but this song has gone down in history as a beginning of another sort. You're on the Soundbeat. Swingmatism was sax master Charlie Parker's first recording, made on April 30th, 1941. No one's quite sure how Parker earned the nickname. Most stories seem to center around the shortening of Yardbird, slang for chicken. One such has him traveling to a gig with McShann's band when their car strikes a bird. Parker hops out, brings the unfortunate fowl with him, and asks the boarder to cook it for him. No word on whether this was a usual request for the time. Parker would go on to revolutionize the instrument and the genre, earning praise from critics, the beat poets, and fellow jazz greats. Indeed, Miles Davis once quipped that you could sum up jazz history in four words. Louis Armstrong, Charlie Parker. We'll spare you the bird Twitter pun, but if you're in the tweetosphere, follow us at On the Soundbeat. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry. Just reward. Now they stood beside
wanna think about all the things I've done in the cold light of dawn. Wanna wake up in the morning rain to find that you're not gone. I wanna be where there's no reality. I wanna be where I can't be forced to see the way you really feel about me. Wanna think that you're in love with me, though I know it isn't true. Wanna think I've found a girl to love, but you won't let it be you. I wanna be where there's no reality. I wanna be where I can't be forced to see the way you really feel about me. Wanna dream of all the times we'll have, though I know there will be none. Wanna just forget our love is through before it has begun. I wanna be where there's no reality. I wanna be where I can't be forced to see that you'll never be in love with me. Wake up in the morning rain
in the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son,
pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find in the year
weary from the long night they had spent rowing along the river in their search for the lost baby otter. And then at daybreak, they heard the sound of a familiar enchanted piping, and it led them to a small island. As they walked closer to the sound of the piping and the source, they came upon a small clearing. The mole turned to the water rat. Perhaps he would never have dared to raise his eyes, but that, though the piping was now hushed, the call and the summons seemed still dominant and imperious. He might not refuse, were death himself waiting to strike him instantly once he had looked with mortal eye on things rightly kept hidden. Trembling, he obeyed, and of the imminent dawn, while nature, flushed with fullness of incredible color, seemed to hold her breath for the event, he looked in the very eyes of the friends and helper. He saw the backward sweep of the curved horns gleaming in the growing daylight. He saw the stern hooked nose between the kindly eyes that were looking down on them humorously, while the bearded mouth broke into a half smile at the corners. He saw the rippling muscles on the arm that lay across the broad chest, the long, supple hand still holding the panpipes only just fallen away from his parted lips. He saw the splendid curves of the shaggy limbs disposed in majestic ease on the sword. And he saw, last of all, nestling between his very hooves, sleeping soundly in entire peace and contentment, the little, round, podgy, childish form of the baby otter. All this he saw for one moment, breathless and intense, vivid on the morning sky. And still, as he looked, he lived, and still, as he lived, he wondered. Rat, he found breath to whisper, shaking. Are you afraid? Afraid, murmured the rat, his eyes shining with unutterable love. Afraid of him? Oh, never, never. And yet, oh mole, I am afraid. Then the two animals, crouching to the earth, bowed their heads and did worship. Sudden and magnificent, the sun's broad golden disk showed itself over the horizon facing them, and the first rays shooting across the level water meadows took the animals full in the eyes and dazzled them. When they were able to look once more, the vision had vanished, and the air was full of the carol of birds that hailed the dawn. As they stared blankly in dumb misery deepening, as they slowly realized all they had seen and all they had lost, a capricious little breeze dancing up from the surface of the water tossed the aspens, shook the dewy roses, and blew lightly and caressingly in their faces, and with its soft touch came instant oblivion. For this is the last best gift that the kindly demigod is careful to bestow on those to whom he has revealed himself in their helping. The gift of forgetfulness. Be sweet to those whose fairness shows and remind them the good things they've chosen. Promises made for your past. Promises made for your past.
There is but one.
Thank you. say that once you knew for sure. Now you're walking in the shore to wonder. The more you learn, the less you know. The more you move, the more you go to nowhere. You ask a bird as she flies by just where she's at, and she says where the wind blows. Ask her by that what she means, she says she doesn't know. But as she flew away, she seemed to say the wind. Staggered to your room, sleep by day and plot by moon your conscious plight. Pack your dreams, you move away, decide to eat and live by day and leave the night. City sun blinks in your eyes, you shade your face and realize a lonely crowd. Then at once you feel the smile, and then the ice warm air moves by. She says the breeze provokes her sigh, the wind is the wind. Wind is my love. Who knows the wind? Who knows my love? We're blown. found another spring, another joy, a human thing called lovers. You play your roles a comedy, refreshing well the tragedy you're living. Love was sure, so you say, but like the wind, love blew away. But as she left, she seemed to say, the wind is love, is the wind. Where blows the wind? The wind is my love.
Okay.
that's going to wrap it up for the Radio Thrift Shop this evening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Remember to tune in every Saturday evening starting at 7 p.m. with Chip Colquhart and Out of the Woods. And then at 10 p.m., it's the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves with yours truly, DJ Frederick. And wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.